Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Got to tell you, a couple of great folks that are dropping by tomorrow afternoon. Michael Harrison is going to be here. Michael is the legendary publisher of Talkers Magazine. That is the Bible of talk radio. Let me just tell you that up front. Very, very clearly. Michael is also somebody who has analyzed our medium, talk radio, spoken word, sometimes people call it, and understands where we are, where we've been, where we're going, how we're getting there, all the other good stuff. I wanted to bring him on to talk about the Joe Rogan situation with Donald Trump. Donald Trump sat down with Joe Rogan, did the entire Joe Rogan experience, like 3 hours. And I thought, well, man, it was amazing. It was must watch, must listen. And Trump, I think, is the first guy ever in that sort of situation to do that. Kamala Harris took a big powder on that, and I think she missed a big shot there. But anyway, so that'll be tomorrow. Michael Harrison will be here Wednesday. Another longtime friend, Chris Ruddy, the man behind Newsmax, is going to be with us. And yes, you can invest in Newsmax. We'll probably talk a little bit about that. I always force him to do that. But I wanted to just pick Ruddy's brain a little bit on the air, because he's been buds with Donald Trump for, I don't know, 25, 30 years. And he knows the man. So we'll talk about that. And then next week, weird, it seems like it's old home week, but another longtime friend, Bill O'Reilly, is going to be here. And we'll get his lay of the land the day before Election Day and what he thinks might happen and how it might happen. And so that's all great stuff coming up. I got to tell you, Carl Carlson is no slouch either, and Carl joins us every Monday afternoon. We talk about, I would say, the economy, but it's really how it's hitting you, where you are, what you're doing. Are you preparing for that moment when you can say, I am financially independent. I don't need to go to work, or I want to start a business, or I'm passing this on to my kids. And there's a new survey out talking a lot about that, and the challenges that some younger people are facing. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. That was a good watch the Joe Rogan Trump podcast. That was very good.
It was good, wasn't it? It was just, did you come away in the same way that I did, that Donald Trump, number one, can hang with anybody, and number two, that you just thought, huh, well, I kind of like that guy.
Yeah. Definitely, because that was the way, you know, Joe Rogan can be a pretty hard hitter.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't just lobbing a few things out there.
No.
He was asking him some good questions, and Trump was just so comfortable answering them. And
yep.
So it was good.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I mentioned just a moment ago that a lot of people talk about retirement. We talk about an age. You have to be 62. You have to be 65. You got to be 108, whatever it is. But the reality is that what you and I talk about on a regular basis is that financial freedom, that financial independence, where you can say, I have enough dollars over here that are working for me that I can do a bunch of other things if that's what I want to do. But as a parent, you always want to do better for your children. And I've got the question for you. Is it easier now, or is it harder now for somebody in our younger generations to get their economic house in order?
Even in my generation, which is baby boomers, I can still look at my dad and see that, oh my gosh, it seems like he just had it better than I do financially. It was easier for him financially. Mm-hmm. Wasn't as stressful. Now, I don't know if he was just a good actor or if that was real, but as you go down and you have younger and younger people, it's definitely harder for them to do as well as their parents. I can see how it's going to be. It's a hard row to hoe for my kids to be able to do what I've done.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of sad to see that. I don't think my parents ever felt that way. They never expressed that to me. You know, growing up, it was always the American dream. You can do it. Work hard.
Yeah.
Be smart. Do the. Be right. And be good. And you can achieve these things. And, you know, I have a little bit of a struggle relaying that same message onto my kids, because it's kind of, you know, they're in their around 30.
Yep.
So I'm like, man, we got to figure out some ways for you to be able to get there, because it doesn't look near as achievable as it used to be.
You're spot on. Now, I find that fascinating that your dad painted that image for you, because I think back on my dad was apparently not a very good actor, because everything miserable that ever happened, I heard about it six different ways and six different times. So I think you may have scared me a little bit more than your dad scared you there, Mr. Carlson, but...
Maybe you needed it.
I absolutely needed it. Are you kidding me? Now, I'm doing my best to try and scare my boys, but they're like your kids. You know, they're a little bit younger than yours, but the same thing. I've heard from them things that just make my hair hurt, like, oh, well, I'll never be able to afford to buy a home. And they say it as if they're, you know, like they've picked up a pencil and said, oh, yes, this is a pencil. It's just, for them, it seems like a given. And, God, I just want to cry over that.
Yeah, that's tough to have to be in that position to think that way and feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do we do? I mean, we're coming up on the end of the year, right? I mean, we're almost in November. There's always the race to the financial planning people and going, oh my God, I was supposed to do this back in July. I know I was supposed to do it. And sometimes you get stuff done, sometimes you can't. But for those younger folks, your kids, my kids, are there certain things they ought to be looking at now? And frankly, should I as a dad be saying to the boys, hey, pay attention here, nitwits. Here's what you need to be looking at.
You know, the biggest, well, there's a couple things. One is just making sure that they're maxing out or putting as much money as they can into their retirement 401k type plans, but in the Roth side.
Okay.
Because they can put $23,000 in there.
Wow.
And, you know, I see 25-year-olds that are making $100,000.
Yep.
So they need to... But I don't see any that are saving $23,000 out of that $100,000. So getting focused on that, huge.
Okay.
So and going into the Roth. Okay. And that has to be done by the end of the year to max out your Roth at your work. It's the individual Roth IRA that you have until April 15th of the following year.
Oh, okay.
And that one, somebody under 50 can put in up to $7,000.
Okay.
In your work plan, under 50, that's $23,500.
Wow. Okay.
So those are a couple of things, but really one of the most important things, I think, is just getting really smart on your investments. And you can pretty easily earn, if you're doing things halfway right, you can earn probably at least 5% a year.
Yep.
More than what the average financial firm would make for you. 5%, you know, if you have $1 million, that's an extra $50,000, or if you have $100,000, that's an extra $5,000. Yep. But that number could go 5 to 10%. And so starting to really get honed in on how do I get that little bit of extra rate of return on my money is what's going to help and massively. And then if you got it in the right tax bucket, all the better.
And you kind of talk about credit as well.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Carl, I hear people who are 50 or 55 years old complaining about debt. Oh my God, I just put this on my credit card. I've maxed this out. I've maxed that out. I can only afford to make the minimum payments. And I'm thinking, man, you are going to be dead for 20 years and still paying if you're making minimum credit card payments. I mean, that is an absolute guaranteed recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that is. If you've got credit card debt, if you're using it strategically and it's a 0% interest rate or something, that's maybe a different deal. But if you've just had to go rely on it because of inflation and now everything's costing more and you were kind of working on the edge anyway, and now all this happens and you're throwing stuff on credit cards, repairs on your home or your car, the big things start stacking up. Yeah, that's you have got to figure out a better way. Now, I understand maybe somebody that just ran into some major medical problems or, you know, something that they had to do it, and that's the way it is. But for most people, you should not be, you know, charge it and pay it off that month and don't pay any interest on it. And that's pretty much where you need to be. The home, yeah, you could probably, if you got one of those low interest rates, I wouldn't pay that thing off, and I wouldn't pay it off early. I would just keep making the minimum payments.
Well, that's a great point. And I mean, it's all about strategy. It's all about having somebody on your team. We're fortunate. I mean, I'm not bragging on you because you're here. I brag on you all the time. Carl Carlson is my guy. Carl, I send people, as you know, to connectwithcarlson.com. What do they need to do after they check in there? Can they call you and talk?
Yep, give us a call, 844-CARLSON, or they can reach out to us at our website that I very quickly and sharply and brightly remember the name every time we talk. It's carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. You got it right. Thank you, sir. That is Carl Carlson, carlsonfinancial.com. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.